أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذي جمع مالا وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده. In the surah, or surah Humazah, in which Allah Ta'ala says there is complete destruction, there is severe punishment in the fire of Jahannam for every Humazah and Lumazah, those people who find faults with others, who taunt other people, belittle them, make them feel small, and those people who go around and looking for the faults of people and carrying tales about people. And unfortunately, we are very much engaged in this. And if we realize it, we are lucky. And if we make tawbah from it, we are even more fortunate. Otherwise, we are blind to it and we think we are all right because we are making 5 times namaz. We got topi, beard, turban, kurta. So we think we are in sunnah and we are absolved of all these things. But unfortunately, many of us are involved in all these gunas of taunting, slandering, backbiting, all this about other people, and the guna of the tongue basically. And we are very much involved in this, and the tongue is the thing that is going to land so many people into the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to correct this and bring the tongue under control. And also the tongue comes from what is in the heart. That is, the tongue translates it, the tongue makes it manifest and makes known what is in the heart. When the heart is filthy and dirty, it comes out from the tongue, it comes out from the eyes, it comes out from the parts of the body. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, and these are those people also, الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ, jisne sameta maal, or gin kar rakha. Those people who are greedy for wealth, and they're just counting it all the time, and in their mind it's just money all the time. That this is another very terrible thing. This all this humaza and lumaza, looking for faults of others, belittling them, is because of pride. And pride comes because, normally, because of the wealth of a person. Of course, there are many exceptions that the people are even extremely wealthy, but yet they are very humble, and they spend correctly, they don't look for faults of other people, etc. But unfortunately, generally, this is the case, that a person, because of his wealth, he has pride. Because of his pride, now he looks down, mocks at people, belittles them, taunts them, etc. So this is another sickness which is in a person, a spiritual sickness, just to amass wealth, the greed for wealth. To have wealth and to use it correctly is a great ni'mat. But when a person, just his object of life becomes just to have money, and then this greed of this money, then he doesn't look at the laws of Allah in earning what is halal, what is haram. He doesn't look if he's undermining and belittling and cutting the throats of the poor people also. As long as he can make money, he perhaps has got a shop, for example, and somebody is selling something on the pavement, that also he cannot tolerate. That all those customers must also come to him. That poor person who is just making his basic living, we can't tolerate that also. Another person opens a shop similar like his shop, he can't tolerate that. All that business must come to me. All this type of quality is this greed. And this greed is coupled usually with stinginess. That a person doesn't want to spend at all in the path of Allah. He feels, if I give my 100 rand, I'm going to be short of my 1,000. If I give my 1,000, I'm going to be short of making my 100,000. So all that, he doesn't want to spend. And he enjoys counting his money. Whether physically he's counting it, looks at it, and he feels happy in his heart. When he looks, opens his safe, and he sees the money stacked up, that gives him great joy and pleasure. Otherwise, wherever he is, he may be driving, even sitting in a bayan, and here also he's calculating, I got so many properties, my bank balance is this, I've got money stacked up there, I've got money in that country, I've got money in that country. All the time he's calculating that how much money he's got. And that is his object of life all the time. And this is a terrible sickness in one country where a Jamaat went many years ago in the 60s. Then when they made tashkil of the people, they opened their safes and they said, look at this money. Your father will come and look after this money. It's my money, I have to look after it. It wasn't long. Maulana Ali Miyah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Abul Hassan al-Nadawi, he also went to that country and he warned them of an impending great azab of Allah Ta'ala. It wasn't long after that the government nationalized everything. When they came to open the shops, they found that the shops were locked by the government. And the government had overtaken everything. In another country also, one person showed that this property belonged to me, that hotel belonged to me, that hotel belonged to me. Overnight, when they came in the morning, the government had nationalized everything. And they took over everything. So a person has to be very careful. And in any case, for all this, we must think we will have to answer on the day of Qiyamah. For every penny, we will have to answer. Every cent of ours, every pie, we will have to answer on the day of Qiyamah. And this person comes to that condition, يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَا لَهُ أَخْلَدَ خیال رکھتا ہے کہ اس کا مال صدا کو رہے گا اس کے ساتھ. And he thinks my money is going to stay forever. He counts and he calculates. I got so many children, it's enough for my children also. I got so many grandchildren, my money is enough for them also. If I have to live another 50 years, also no problem. I got so much money stacked up. He thinks his money is going to stay all the time. And that money, how many times a fire comes, burns that money, burns him with the money also. Crooks come and that very money which he thought was the source of his life became the cause of his life going also. So a person, when he puts his trust on his money and he goes beyond the limits and the greed comes of money and stinginess comes with that money, then it is stinking. That money starts stinking and rotting and it burns him also and he too gets rotted. To have money is no problem. A person can be a multi-billionaire, can have a check of millions in his top pocket by his heart, but to have the love and of greed of money in the heart of even 1 cent, that is totally destructive. Allah made it haram as a kindness for us. Otherwise, this money causes a person to even insure his wife's life and then go and take the life of the wife. And that also in the month of Ramadan, and that also at iftari time, and he calls other people to even rape his wife and kill his wife just because he wanted that insurance money. This is that greed of money that totally destroys a person's life in this world also. And a person then lingers in jail all the time. And for his protection, he's kept in jail. For if he comes out, he will be killed immediately. And those people are after his blood. What type of a life? This is all the greed of money. Otherwise, a person in his money, he spends properly. He spends on the poor, the needy, good causes. That money becomes the cause of the people loving him. And the people respecting and honoring him when he spends it correctly. He spends it in masjids, madrasas, orphans, widows, good causes he spends. That very money now becomes the cause of people loving him and honoring him. And that love and honor is given by Allah. It will be in this world also, in the akhirat also. Otherwise, that very money causes the total destruction of a person. May Allah let us live our life as Allah wants us to. And it is just a life of enjoyment and pleasure in this world also, and then much, much more greater in the akhirat as well. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with proper understanding of deen, and with the honorable month of Ramadan coming, make an effort to bring this whole deen into our lives and live our lives like that. As Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the Amir of Tabligh Jamaat, said, if we live our lives like Ramadan, our maut will come like Eid. And the maut, that how we will enjoy our maut, it will be like Eid, when we will meet our Creator, our Rabb, then the greatest enjoyment a person will get. Wow.